Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, what food do you avoid during the summer?
Don't think I avoid anything except vegetables.
Okay, well, that's year round for you.
Right.
Okay.
I would think that some people would avoid things like soup or chili because it's hot.
Okay, Heidi?
I don't eat watermelon, but that's year round.
Oh, wow. Watermelon's perfect for summer.
Yummy.
Don't judge me.
Except for the seeds.
Oh, they have seedless now.
Yeah, but they still have seeds in them, and I don't even know why they call them seedless. I think that's false advertising.
Well, they're usually white and soft, and you can actually chew them, and it doesn't hurt you.
No.
Okay.
No. I have to pick all the seeds out of my watermelon before I eat it.
There's always one in every crowd.
Yes. Okay. Well, Heidi, you nailed it. Number one answer, about 40% of people said that they avoid hot soup and chili during the summer months.
Yeah.
That makes some sense because you think of those foods as being something you would eat on a cold night.
Yeah.
Like whenever, usually October, I'll start breaking out my chili recipe and people be going crazy for it because that's the perfect time of year for chili.
Insanity. Yeah.
I got to say, though, you do have a good chili recipe, Tom.
Thank you. It's my mom's. Mm. It's the Noah's Ark chili.
Noah's Ark chili.
Everything goes in 2x2.
Oh, okay.
And then the floods come.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Your toilet water rises.
I told you about my 10 plagues of Egypt chili.
No.
That's a different kind
of
chili.
Different chili?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, all the themes of the Bible. Different chili there.
That's because you're usually praying to God after you eat chili.
Okay. Well, another thing that people avoid, fondue during the hot summer months.
Fondue is a pretty rare occasion anyway for most people, I think.
Okay. You're dipping in chocolate, you're dipping in cheese.
Mm. Yeah.
And oil or water.
Mm. Yeah, when you cook the meat part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Hot coffee people avoid. About 18% of people don't like that during the summer months.
18%? That's nobody. That's not very many.
You need to drink iced coffee during the summer.
You can.
I do not like iced coffee. I have to have my hot coffee in the mornings.
Well, just to let you know, go ahead and drink some coffee after having a few drinks at dinner, but it won't help you sober up. You've probably heard that before. You know, a lot of people drink coffee after they've been drinking. They did some research on this, and caffeine in coffee might make you feel more alert, but your hand-eye coordination and other motor skills will remain affected by the alcohol in your system.
So it just makes you a wide-awake drunk.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's the thing. Most people, when they get drunk, get sleepy, so they're trying to at least not fall asleep.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think people believe it magically makes them sober again.
Well, in this research, drinking coffee, they say, also does nothing to lower your blood alcohol level.
Well, nope. I knew that.
Yeah.
We knew all that.
Well, okay. This is research. Somebody didn't know it or they wouldn't have done this research.
Who wants that lowered? I just need to stay awake.
Okay. They say ramen, something people avoid during the summer months.
That's also on the winter list.
And spring
people just avoid it.
The ramen noodles,
that's like, okay, I'm in college and I'm either have enough money to go to a party this weekend or eat good, so I'll have ramen noodles and go to the party.
I was talking to a friend the other day and he said he happened to buy his kids some ramen noodles. He goes, and I tried it, and he goes, I think I've missed that taste. He goes, I've been craving it now. I'm like, I will every once in a while buy me a box of them for $1.
I wonder how many packages are sold every year of those things.
You know, I don't know, but you open the packages.
Got to hang out with you, Heidi.
You open the packages, and, you know, you try to chew on those like a little sandwich.
A little dry, isn't
they
it?
They are dry. Yeah. They're dry and crunchy. And crunchy.
And spicy.
Meatloaf people avoid during the summer months.
No.
All year long, thank you.
Meatloaf Mondays.
I'm not a meatloaf person. If you've got meat, why add loaf to it? That's just basically spreading your meat thinner.
Don't judge.
That's what you're doing. You're putting bread in your meat.
Right.
That's what you're doing. Mm. And then finally, red wine.
I was going to say wine. Somebody told me that the other day.
Someone needs to tell my wife that.
Yeah.
She don't avoid it any time of year.
I think there are people who choose white wine over red during the summer, or spritzers
are colder.
are real popular too.
Okay.
Wine spritzers.
I don't know what that is. It's something you put in your hair?
It sounds like a little spritz of wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, you know how you have the little spray bottles of mouthwash?
Or butter.
You do it with wine.
I do spritzers of butter.
There you go. Mm.
Butter spritzers.
Well, not today, because you brought in a whole stick of butter.
Yeah.
Folks, you know what? We're at work. And he's got a whole stick of wrapped butter beside him.
Well, they don't provide it.
He's right.
What
you can't
mean?
Argue with
you
him.
Can't get it if you don't bring it in. There's no butter in the fridge.
But what do you need butter for right now?
Oh,
oatmeal.
There are people who put it in their coffee.
Good idea.
But do they eat it like a banana like he's doing over there where he peels back the wrapper and eats it like a banana?
You weren't supposed to see that.
No.
Okay,
people
good.
Don't.
Good.
I know people that do.
Okay.
My daughter does, too.